Five centuries have passed since its foundation, but it's still the one must-see of Rome, and for Christians, it's the pinnacle of faith and genius, coming together to pay homage to the tomb of St. Peter the Apostle and to praise the greatness of God. But Professor of Art History at Rome's John Cabot and Duquesne Universities, Elizabeth Lev, says the significance of this anniversary occasion lies in one pope's unpopular decision.
The extraordinary thing about the modern Basilica of St. Peter's is that 500 years ago, Pope Julius II took an extraordinary decision, and it was to demolish an 1,100-year-old basilica that had been built by the Emperor Constantine for the Christian community in Rome right after the legalization of Christianity. This church had been around for a millennium. It had seen the incarnation of Holy Roman emperors. It had seen councils. It had seen popes come and go. It had seen the popes leave to Avignon. It had welcomed their return, and Julius II and swept away this 1,100-year-old basilica. He didn't do it with this idea of canceling the old. He did it with the intention to project the church into its future, a church where Christians from all over the world, in his mind, would come to this church and be proud of this church, the place that truly would look like the Caput Mundi, the head of the Christian world.
So as to ensure that this basilica doesn't share the same fate of its predecessor, its maintenance and preservation is left in the hands of a capable group called the Fabrica di San Pietro.
St. Peter's Basilica employs an army of what we call the San Pietrini, and the meticulous care and upkeep of that church goes on every single day. Often early in the morning, you can see the San Pietrini out with the engineers checking on a crack or a place where the marble veneer has come off, or the huge structural questions of the supporting of the dome, the supporting of the canopy, and all of these other thoughts and concerns.
And as time goes by and it's built upon piece by piece, all of this continues to reinforce the dream of Pope Julius II.
It's the parish church of the whole world.
I'm Catherine Smybert.